swing with me. Little sweat never hurt nobody. Just a little proof that you're working. Only me and you in the party. That's how it feels when we get close and close and taste it flow. It grooves so high, might lose control. So come a little closer, darling. You're the only heat I'm seeking. You should bend it over. Turn right back around to get a peek in. Push it back for me.
Where did you come from? How did you do this? Well, it's too late now. Don't make me feel stupid. You see, I'm mad. Look how you made me. I love that you're crazy. Girl, I'm going crazy.
Weavers, shakers of the bones, incessant scratching of pen to paper, furious clacking of two fingers or all on battered keys with letters worn bare, breathing magic into talking books where our words are brought to life, our minds never sleep. Words born on dreams and nightmares and visions and third eye vision, breathing life into truth, manifestations of thought, complex thought made bite size, consciousness given a hue, undulating pins bringing rivers from arid sand, fortifying voices grow children into armed men and women. Our minds never sleep. Whispers in the dark, brought into stark light, a gentle nudge coaxes thought to walk this way. Minds that never sleep, torments often not our own. Our own torments cleverly disguised as prose. Gut punching our own pain, ripping out and offering up our own bleeding hearts for one more like. And our minds, they never sleep. We the griot, we've a world connected, and into each other need be connected evermore. And that's that piece. Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. I'm your host, Sylvia Blaylock. Happy Monday. If you are of a celebrating nature, I hope you ate good and you made the safest connections possible with the people that you wanted to. And all is good in your world. And if you decide to use Colonizer Poacher Day as an opportunity to give thanks, be grateful, and see what you're thankful for, well, that's okay. Doesn't make you a colonizer. Just means you're grateful. Good for you. I am grateful for you. It is one wonderful time to be alive. We are at the last day of November. And tomorrow will be the last month of year 2020. Mere words cannot convey how happy I am to say that. We are down to the last month. We are going to, with the exceptions of the custom calendars that I got from my sister-in-law, of my niece and my nephew, I will be burning all 2020 calendars with prayers. Wow. I tell you what, I'm excited to have this year end, and I've been working on some pieces because we are going to be having a Kwanzaa show. I've really not done a lot of shows through COVID, but the plans for Uprising Radio and Queendom Network have been full steam ahead, and I'm very excited about our future. I'm flashing my dimples everywhere I go. So the first thing I want to tell you is, yay, there's going to be more shows. And we're going to have a lot of fun with what we're doing. I'm having fun, I will say. The end of an era is upon us. If, for those of you who were with me 4 years ago when I was on the air during the worst election of my life. I can't even put into words how terrible that day was and how very profane and kind of intoxicated I was by the end of the night. But here we are, 4 years later, certainly not intoxicated, definitely more sober, and looking forward to the art and the perspective that we put on that griot. So for those of you listening online, thank you. The call-in number is 319-527-6039, and you press 1 if you would like to get on the mic. I have not been promoting the show very much because I'm getting back into doing them, and whoever comes, comes. I play tracks. I will spit pieces, pull people on the air, and we will do this the way we do it. This is a joyous time, and we're building from the ground up again. So, to get this party started right, I am going to play something that, bracket, I just want to. Do-do-do-do-do. This is me making noises. There we go.
My exodus from the state's gates was my new birth. The parole board is the umbilical cord. My rock-hardened frame is consoled by the November morn. 1201, the skies are darkened. The constellations rejoice. Air is now cell free. I hearken to the purring of my father's engine. The smell damn near overwhelmed me. As I caress its interior leather, my trialing duress is weathered. Nigga, breathe. A chess game sharpened as your life to foresee and proceed with sheer technique. Yes, I am ready. Because those same dreams that teased me will be lyrically Tai Chi to torch the earth at my speed, but on God's time. The complex looks so huge from the side view. Word is bond to the solid who bleed the G-code, oath bladed by the T-R-U. When I get it right, I'll shoot you that tight fool. I know you niggas is hot and y'all forced to make tight moves, so I'll write and clue. But I have not forgotten about the annual leprous bruise due to each dead calendar. And when it comes time to eat that godforsaken food, they began to turn the same hue as Miles Davis's blues, trumpeting the melancholy I've titled Felon, they call me. Good dudes are dirty because they have to, yet and still, man up, deemed unclean. So with the biggest of smile, we are exiled to the land of the lost. Whether it's to the reformatory or the farm, we are hung, brought golden chains, but we leave our baby mamas the charm. But I swear that this messenger's well will never run dry, for our children are blindly searching at the bottom, guided by the echoes of the thirsty. Cell phones and shanks. This is the bottom, the bank, the vault. Where social debtors are now interest. See, this is what's to become of all heathens, hustlers, and killers who were caught. And I refuse to look back to be transformed into a pillar of salt. Reprocessed, shoveled, and thrown back onto the institution's frozen walk. Where the inbred supervised the controlled movement. State-issued boots sounding off. Eddie Kane, you stupid. But see, I understand that recidivism is the gift that keeps on giving. Capital cannibalism, see, Wall Street had already made their money back. They fronted it to us on consignment like, hey, we know you niggers love Cadillacs. This is cotton, just right. We call it crack. We sold our souls for something that sells itself. America, the cerebral gangster in stealth. Combination locks tied to the end of belts. They didn't shut off our hot water, giving us a reason to act the way we smell, like barbarians in his own against the Aryans. One of you whores is going over the rail, so now you can hire Hitler in hell. California sunshine's one slap away from high heels. Niggas run this shit, bitch. Bow down and share the same fate as a German shepherd predecessor and pop that cyanide pill. I never really understood why brothers were coined with the term monkey, when man is an unknown species. It don't matter whether you black, white, or brown. I do not believe in evolution, but when locked down, they all throw feces. But it was he who blanketed my mind in his bloodstained banner. Hate and its tumorous malignance of bitterness will invite cancer. And what disrespect. Women coming to see they man with hickeys on their necks. I guess she got you on the hook because she's the one that put that money on your books. My God, rest the soul of my nigga Anthony. The only dude from the hood to come through months later really vacuum my cool when they say to Eddie Kane, turn on the news. You know it's a dull feeling inside when your loved ones die and you can't cry no matter how hard you try. But faith is irrelevant to sight, for my hairline did not recede despite all the misery and bullshit and strife. Words that carry on fueled my tank twice, so gorgeous and a smile so bright. Looked me in my eyes across that table and said, boy, we niggas for life. And I said, mama, I'ma put that in a piece, cause that's tight. For there's no woman's perspiration for me to taste, so we are pacified with naked flicks of thick chicks' legs wrapped in satin and lace. That's why now when they lay across my lap, my fingertips trace every fine detail, and with a mid-swift pace, my hands race across her skin, sounding like the whispering wind that make haste to escape the daylight's dawning grin. Ooh, how I miss you. Now, I understand that I am not a prison poet. Okay, I was a poet way before prison, so before I get to the ending, allow me to redirect your attention back to the chessboard that I mentioned in the beginning, where the black man or the piece is captured by the patience of the hating mason, stolen away to be cremated. The crooks become soot, used as ink to tap the urban poet in my back. Inside the scroll are the words of a servant chosen to lead the counterattack. So before they can record you, allow me to speak for you, all gangster disciples and VL, all as well who can't see the sunset from their cell. My time was cut due to a college degree earned. I will not return. My 7 years was my number of completion. I am out of here. So to those who don't know, I know it might seem strange why this grown-ass man is casually riding his bike in the rain. It's called freedom.
Yep. Yep, that's Eddie Hogue. That's off of his album, Cereal for Dinner. And that piece is My Exodus. The call in is 319-527-6039. Let's get that first caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Sinister Spittle. Good evening, Sylvia.
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm good. Excuse the screen door while I get outside into the quiet.
You know, that's life right there. That is life right there. Yeah. I loved your feature.
Thank you very much. I'm
what a fun show.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. It was raw and relentless. I wasn't quite ready for all the Q&A. I don't know why, but that made it even more raw. So I enjoyed myself, and I'll enjoy myself even more this Friday night.
When you do your show,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, because he will be hosting on, you're hosting on, which one?
Drip the Mic.
Right on. Well, Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific.
No, Central.
Okay, okay.
Daylight. So it'll be 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And it's Love in the Absent Gray, Poetry of the Broken Heart and Dysfunctional Relations.
Wow.
Yeah, so bring out the poetry of the bleeding hearts, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have definitely picked up quite a topic. And
yeah.
With what everybody's been going through, I think it should be a very successful show. My hat's off to you, poet.
Thank you. I'm hoping for the best. I think it's a good topic. A lot of people have written on it or can write on it, so I'm expecting new and old pieces and spit one of my own. And tonight, though, I brought you something brand new.
Ooh.
It's hot off the press.
I'm putting myself on mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Oblivion. Question guardian angels with wings of fire falling from heaven's doors. Rewinding lips to hear the devils once again start to roar. Sure-footed, the root of all evil will follow us down. Here in the basement of lost causes and forgotten sounds, vacancy savior. Gain attentive reasoning of fear's depths now encumbered. Strange, isn't it, how seldom we chance to preoccupied. No one can save us now, as death knocks even louder. Here, an island where there's no hollow whist of ground, barren soil. Inflation of my character's defamation rubs my ego raw. To harness inability like watching sunsets ablaze midfall. Fickle knot is sense flavor to devour us, one and all. Reapers of mischief amongst a party of empty souls. Crimson tea. All that was is not, if but for all in fairest of gain. Church bells chime in the foulest of winds, calling names. Ivory your towers, a solitude of vulnerability, obscene. Don't tell me you've forgotten the sounds of their screams, haunting noises. In the midst of death's leaves, us to the unknown. Violently shaking like a schoolgirl unattended, alone. My, how the winter came from all shores, bones chilled. Hell's your due bidding, depths of matter, you dwell in peace.
You, that is definitely a redemption piece. Oh, and wow. You know, I have to ask, I'll have you read it again. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Nope, I'm not going to do it. No, I am. I need you to read it again.
You need to read it again.
Yes, sir.
I should say, this is based off of Agatha Christie book about.
I think I know the book. Uh-huh. I was like, wait a minute. Really?
Yeah, about
okay,
a group
more.
Of people going to an island and all getting murdered.
Yes.
So it was a couple of quotes from the book. I didn't read the book. I just got a couple of quotes. And one of the quotes was, sin finds us all. And strange death, you know, something about death. Anyway, I found three quotes that I really liked. And this was two poems that I had scribbled down and put together and finished. And I don't know. I kind of like it. I thought I'd share it with you. So
oh,
thank you. You want me to read it again, huh?
Please do.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I can.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Oblivion. Question guardian angels with wings of fire falling from heaven's door. Rewinding lips to hear the devils once again start to roar. Sure-footed, the root of all evil will follow us down. Here in the basement of lost causes and forgotten sounds, vacancy savior. Gain attentive reasoning of fear's deaths now encumbered. Strange, isn't how seldom we chance the preoccupied. No one can save us now, as death knocks ever louder. Here an island where there's no hollowest of ground, barren soil. Inflation of my character's defamation rubs my ego raw. To harness inability like watching sunset ablaze midfall. Fickle knot is sin's flavor to devour us one and all. Reavers of Mischief Amongst the Party of Empty Souls, Crimson Tea. All that was is not, if but for all in fairest of game, church bell chime and the foulest of winds calling names. Ivory, your towers, a solitude of vulnerability, obscene. Don't tell me you've forgotten the sound of their screams, haunting noises. In the midst of death that leaves us to the unknown, violently shaking like a schoolgirl unattended all alone. My, how the winter came from all shores, bones chill. Hell's your due bidding, depths and matter dwelled in peace.
I like it.
Thank you.
I really enjoy the way you're playing. There's an energy of redemption to it. Hearing it the second time, I can really see the near missness of everything. I like it.
The near what?
Near miss.
Near miss. Yeah. Well, it all kind of feels like a near miss. You know, I'm changing my medications, and I've come off of I was on lithium, and lithium put me in quite a fog, and I had a really hard time writing and creating in general. And I'm off of lithium now, and I started a new medication, and the writing process is becoming a little bit easier. But here's the thing, and see, I thought that the good stuff, the old stuff from old that I'm just like in love with and in awe with, I think came really quick. But I was so high out of my fucking gore, I don't know how long it took me to make those things. You know, I don't know how long it took me to create those at all, really. They could have taken me a couple of days.
The losing of time and not really knowing what your creative process is, that's some real shit. And so now I think that being able to experience a creative process that you already have, very brand new. It's not how it used to be. It is exactly what it is right now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have anything to compare it to because you're experiencing it like brand new right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm a goddamn toddler with his first toy.
I feel like
a bumbling fucking fool. You know, and I look back at all this old work, and I know that I'm capable, but I don't know how to get the point. I don't know how to get the point.
You feel like a fucking fool, and everyone's loving it. That's
yeah.
Fact.
And people are enjoying what I'm writing, and I'm like, I don't feel okay with it. I mean, I do, but I don't. You know, it's kind of. It's surreal, you know, absolutely surreal, because I'm posting all this stuff. I'm actually writing quite a bit. I'm posting most of it. If you want to read most of my newest work, you got to go to All Poetry, and that's where
okay.
I post most of it. I should post it on Facebook, but
no. If you want to post the links from All Poetry to Facebook, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But no, I think posting it to All Poetry is a good change from how you used to do it. It's good to have a different course of action to begin with. And are you open to a little feedback?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I think that you being uncomfortable with it, I would like to say that I have listened to your pieces and then read them so that I could really get the words if you posted the piece, or I would ask you to do it again to try to get it, because I couldn't always pick it up when you did it really fast. And you are a rapid fire poet, and you were more fast when you did it then than you are now. And when you do the same piece now, it sounds like a different damn piece. I told you that the other day. It sounds like all new piece. And it's all because of the way you approach it now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so erratic and high. I'm not high anymore. This is the bottom. I'm stable.
Yeah.
And that's a good word for it, stable.
You're tripping me out.
And,
you know, you Okay. I'm so happy that you have a show and that your feature went great. And that piece, I'm here to tell you, it just shows how you are playing with your pen, and I'm here for it. Post the links from all poetry to Facebook so people can follow you there.
All right, yeah, I'll start doing that.
Yeah. Hey, but thank you for sharing that. I'm going to put you back on the nice purple couch.
All right.
And thank you so much for bringing that by. Good luck with your show.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Yeah, have a good night.
Okay. Everybody, that's my brother in pen, Sinister Spittle. Damn! So we're getting off kicking. And the call-in number is 319-527-6039. Poetry in the Raw is, of course, brought to you by Uprising Radio. I am looking forward to the growth patterns that we are going through right now. Woo woo! Next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Yo, you got Joe Rubberman. That's a hate door.
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joe?
Good, good, good. Trying to maintain.
Hey, let me tell you. Let me tell you. It's good to hear from you. I tell you what, I'm just so grateful that we are on the last day of the almost last month of the year. I can't tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
What you got for
me? I got a little piece for you. It's called How the Fuck Did I Get Home?
Oh, okay. So I want to make sure that your microphone is good. You cool?
Yeah, I mean, can you hear me fine? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Cool.
Mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. How the fuck I get home? I drove with instinct, I suppose, familiar territory or a labyrinth. Imagine if you were going for some cheddar. Better still, squeak, squeak, squeal, repeat that thrill, a hamster wheel, spin that hamster wheel. You drive to survive a need. But how did I get home? I think I made a U-turn twice. Some fools turn food into advice, but I digress. Line used more than an 80s crackhead, I know. Some of you are still iced out. Hey, I remember that right turn on the 3rd Street Tunnel. Tunnel vision, green lights blinking, bladder splitting. I'm not fucking up this new Cosmere. I must be on some Zen shit. I haven't noticed a red light yet. No license to speak of. Heavy metal in the glove box. Under the seat, plus a couple of pounds of G's. How the fuck I make it home? I made it known I'm the quiet type, just not tonight. I was on snooze control. Oncoming lights to the right, Jamaica planes, crazy scenes. Red, black, and green lights. Brother started leaning right. I was into it. Betty Davis playing and Shooby Duke and Copland and driving back from whence I dropped in, collar popping on the way home. But how the fuck I make it back? My made-up phone. Shit. Who don't laugh at themselves for pulling off a clone? I knew I wasn't in any shape to drive. Drinking got me Andretti thinking. Beer got me wanting to water the lawn. I know this way home is to the left. Bladder at his crest. Carpet fresh. Fuck that shit. Pull over. Here comes a rover. You need some help, soldier. I could have pulled your ass over 10 miles ago. He smiled. I know it too. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Flashing lights of red and blue. Sirens. I'm shaking my thing. I was projecting some worst case, best case scenario. It was scary, yo. Music blaring. Window down in February. Miles to go before I pee again. Driveway bent. I'm in porcelain. Of course, by then, I'm wondering how the fuck I get back home. My peace. Thank you.
Yes, Joe. Is that a cautionary tale, true life story, or?
It's a poem. It's a poem.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah. You know, plausible deniability. I got it.
You know.
Right on, Joe. Okay, well, you know, Joe.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm just doing all kind of well. And I'm going to play that doggone track. Hold on, because yes, I am. Let's see, which ones is it? I want to play your track while I have you on the phone. I guess
okay.
Is what we're saying. Do, 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 do. Y'all, this is a collaboration track with me and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. You have Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer on vocals and me mixing in a little something from some other people playing guitars. Check this out.
Three shades of J's. The music is the blues, tinted in the various hues of soulful singers. Guitar strings and vocal pings, plastic picks and hardened fingernails run the scale up and down, frets of regret, pain of the skin therein, southern comfort and heroin. Raspy voices show the courses life has taken them. Hard living, unforgiving, toes taken, back-breaking work in the heat of the Delta, the sweltering heat, Mississippi. Texas, so restless was the time, so convoluted was the mindset, the mentality had to be mindswept. Music had borders in order for a brother like Jimi Hendrix to be heard. Lightly or be considered absurd. Music was colorblind, class with clear division. Somehow to like more than one style, we were viewed as not having that provision. John Lee Hooker with his prolific licks struck a chord with more than his strings. All of a sudden the blues became a European thing. Rock bands invaded us with our own music. Twisted in ways, the airway says, that's how we'll use this. Influence was downright stealing. Either way, they found it very appealing. The skies opened up and we took flight. Jimmy saw the light. His blaring strings meant something over there, something over here. He just disappeared. Still not clear how a brother can be negated at home. The majority over there placed him on a throne. Many others, it was the sound, that bluesy sound, that Janis Joplin came around, gaining her own fame, sounding like a sister, blistering mics, changing the heights of where vocals could reach. She'd preach on stage her rage, her sorrow, her pains of tomorrow. Many followed her, she followed many. John Lee Hooker, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix. Three shades of J's all shared a stage, and the way they conveyed was very different. John Lee Hooker with his soulful riffs, Janis Joplin with her vocal bliss, Jimi Hendrix, the Stratocaster master, copied to this day, though some may be faster, but let me ask you, have you read them? You know their lyrics, often blinded by their music, it's very hard to hear it. Amplifiers and screaming, often smear it, acts as bold as love, ball and chain. I'll never get out of the blues alive. The three J's survive in their music. It's played every day, be it influential or rare vinyl or by tribute lookalikes. My thoughts are final. Three of the best of their day, and let the music play.
Man, you did that.
My style. It's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I dismissed you for some superficial who's who? Hope you don't mind if I join you in a little parley of words. There seemed to be some confusion on my part, probably during the discussion of art. This is where the saxophone starts to play a little John Coltrane. So here I am at this equinox, understanding while my lady sleeps. There's nothing others have that I have not. Validation means no validity to me. I've written in 88 keys. I spit live to a total stranger today, cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I kissed some upside down heart lips? Heartless to my own beat. Don't ask me to repeat that line. I'm coming to terms with being one of a kind. The sound likes no sound bites, but it don't sound right coming from me. So I'm scatting like Ella in an upright bass frame of mind, whisking the snare drum in syncopated time. I was on that stage, at that stage, a certain style was all the rage. I played from sheet music I couldn't use. My style was a ruse. It wasn't spiritual. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. No longer will I do cover songs. I'll take those natural reactions from the main attractions. Giving fractions of oneself never helps the sound. If I may be profound for a minute, I love the hurt and I'm not about to thin it. I'm about to spin it again. Style, where have you been? As I scroll up and down the scale and piano solo, my style begins to show. My cadence slows. My voice gets low. Early morning baritone. Early morning testosterone and the balance of the equinox shows. I spit live to a total stranger today. Cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play.
And how you gave it that little is well, I do say.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Hey, no. You came on my mic. You know, of course, I'm a player of tracks. And Equinox is my second brain project that I'm going to have to really lock down and actually purchase alcohol for.
Yeah, you definitely got to have a certain mood for that job, for real.
Oh, man. You can hear the instruments as you say them, but I'm hearing all kind of things as you do it. That's going to be a beauty to work with.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the final result.
Well, you keep giving us these great things to play with, pieces, I mean. And thank you so much for thank you for coming in and supporting Joe. I so appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Everybody, join Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I am enjoying this. So it's, as I will continue to say, I'm happy to have the tracks that I got from all the people that I featured. And I have them all through my emails and in my old computer. And I'm grateful for the access to get those pieces and be able to share them on the show, because we can celebrate our poets. We've got so many in this community that really, if you have books, CDs, that are swag that you are trying to sell, because it's the holidays. We want to be the Black Friday, cyber everything, you know? Do drop something in, of course, in my inbox, but continue to send your tracks to tracks@uprising-radio.com, and I'll be sure to upload them. Thanks again for everybody that's still sending those. We are going to go to the next caller. Hey there. Thank you for calling Uprising Radio's Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
This is Stan. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Hi, Stan. I'm good. It's good to hear from you. Thanks for coming through.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like a sea turtle. Just catching the on Uncle Flo. But every once in a while, I pop up. And it's good that you, I am so glad you're here.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Oh, man. Sinister to Joe the Verbal Mind. Wow.
You know, I'm enjoying the dig in poetry I'm having tonight and liking getting my feet back into this. Yes, sir. And with it being the last day of November and heading us out of 2020, I am feeling pretty good about coasting out of this year with a bang.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not about to miss this year.
Yeah, no. You know, if we all had ritual fires in our front lawns and we burn our calendars, I would not be mad at that. I'm just saying.
Nah. I understand, I do.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, that's
maybe not to burn, but to always remember. But I sure hope you brought me a piece.
Well, yeah, I brought you something. I'm not going to leave you without anything.
Okay. The mic is yours, poet.
Well, this came off of a quote by Oscar Wilde. And his quote was, "To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all." And that was his quote. And I got a little bit sarcastic toward it. You know, sarcasm is one of my favorites. And this piece is called Simple Ways. Instant, all and every, time and nanoseconds, activities in each breath, organized in structured schedules, no moments, no moments for wasteful expenditures. Play dates, date nights, quality time, not relying on spontaneity, believe better served life experience in scheduled, automated existence. Surprise and overrated intrusion. Screen glow entrances and numbs, sunrises and sets pass by, virtual existence, reality venues, scripted performances, vicarious life far less dramatic and far less messy. Emotions on autopilot, trauma and drama, entertainment, not experiences to strengthen hearts, minds, and souls. Humanity in self-imposed stasis. Ah, simple ways. End peace.
Wow. A current piece?
Actually, no. I'd written this some time back, but given this techno no longer actually getting face-to-face environment we're in,
mm-hmm.
I thought it would be a nice reminder that there are things humanity needs besides a new app or 5G.
Look. Now more than ever, really. Very
really.
Apt piece. Very, very apt piece. I will say, I'm like, you could have written that yesterday.
I don't know if there's a pun intended, but I love that. Apt. Oh, yeah.
It goes. It goes.
Yes, it does. That'll fly.
You know, I don't normally do the corny ones, but when I do... Well, I'll tell
accuracy.
You.
Accuracy.
You know, pinpoint
excellent.
Accuracy with it. Truth.
Yes.
I'm going to thank you for bringing your pen and for the support. And of course, Epiphany Radio, you're on Saturdays?
Saturdays, the Hurt Locker remix.
There you go.
There you go.
Saturdays on Epiphany Radio, y'all.
Thank you, dear lady.
Started. No problem, Dan. Thanks for coming through and enjoy the show.
Oh, I am. Thank you. And on to the next.
On to the next. Everyone, Stan Phillips is a proud supporter of the show and really does have quite a profound way with his pen. I do appreciate when he brings his poetry this way. So I've been hearing a lot about this song because it is the 20th anniversary of the album Mama's Gun, and everyone's got their favorite from that one. We would like to say I'm wearing my Erykah Badu hoodie right now, as a matter of fact. Was proud to see her performing at the Berklee Greek Theater last year. She was one of the acts that came with Mos Def and Busta Rhymes, whose album I also got in it stuff. And I'm going to play this song and go into a piece to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Mama's Gun. This piece is Orange Moon.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon, reflecting the light of the sun. How reflecting the light of the sun.
Mama's Gun is the second studio album by American singer Erykah Badu. It was recorded between 1999 and 2000 at Electric Lady Studios in New York and released November 21st, 2000 by Motown Records. A neo-soul album, Mama's Gun incorporates elements of funk, soul, and jazz styles. It has confessional lyrics by Badu, which cover themes of insecurity, personal relationships, and social issues. The album has been viewed by critics as a female companion to neo-soul artist D'Angelo's second album, Voodoo, which features a similar musical style and direction. Critics have also noted that while Badu's first album, Baduism, contained a share of cryptic lyricism, Mama's Gun is much more direct in its approach and places the artist in the subjective position more than its predecessor. The album contains the single Bag Lady, Badu's first top 10 Billboard hit, which was also nominated for a Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance and for Best R&B Song. The song Didn't You Know was also nominated for the Best R&B Song. The album features substantial contributions from several members of the Soulquarian outfit, of which Badu was a member. It also features guests such as soul singer Betty Wright and trumpeter Roy Hargrove. Mama's Gun was met with generally positive reviews from critics. It was less commercially successful than Baduism, receiving a platinum certification in Rolling Stone magazine and was named one of the top 10 albums of 2020. Congratulations, Erykah Badu, for what has been a landmark album. And I am going to go into a quick piece. I love the album in that I was really pulled into singing from it. But from a writer perspective, if you dig into some of such beautiful pieces that she has, what you'll find is there is a reason that it was one of the top albums in 2000. It's because even now, her and Jill Scott kind of joke about it. I don't know if you were able to catch the Jill Scott and Erykah Badu verses, but they talked about each other's albums, and that one in particular, it just touches so many different people with the way that she pours out her heart in it. So shout out on that one. The name of this piece is Will Not Yield. I've developed strong muscular shoulders from insisting on carrying the world's weight upon them. I have creative and often innovative ways to bear burdens not my own, and I bear them to the bone. But mine, I bear, if at all, alone. My inconveniences are trivialized by the inclination to over-dramatize, and so to my pen do I then turn my spin, pouring my heart out to a world that's paper thin, fingers across the keys, a blur and a flutter, still agile with speed in them, the words flowing like butter, spoken from the soul like a hymn, bent but not broken from the depths of the depression, upwardly floating. Sankofa glances through long ink of old, long learned lessons from my tongue roll, spark I am lit, diamond shine hits, humbled by the mics on which I spit. Something within me grows, something continues to show, something continues to glow. Something in me is all in with this pen, going in so deep that the struggle is my friend, topping from the bottom, but I'm not stopping till we all got them. That's at peace. It has been one crazy, crazy ride, but worth it. I am enjoying my time, and I hope that you are too.
Do you have the right to remain silent? You still might be murdered anyway, though. How long do you have to live? Watch the tight hugs that they give. For some reason, their hugs place you within a deep sleep that may turn deadly. Watch their hands, because some fingers are trigger happy. Triggers robbing people of their lives and happiness. Where is the justice? When you find it, let me know. Be careful out there. Somebody please tell me how we can be careful out there. They don't care. Done slinging on your ass like the wild, wild west. Coroner's office on the way to pick up the hunter's mess. I wonder, is there a score being taken of the innocent lives that are being taken? You're leaving the families and communities of the hunted angry and shaken. Tell me, Hunter, when you get with your other peers, do you brag, you know, on the lifeless body that was zipped within that cold black plastic bag? Do you mount the last vision of their faces upon your fireplace? Do you just sit back and chill until they close the damn case? Where is the justice in this system? I see that this is just the way it is in their system. My face wears a sad frown. Let me just simply place my pen down slowly.
Get the hell out of corporate America, man. Like, this whole wage system that we are in is complete BS. It's not worth your energy being depleted by dealing with these corporate companies that don't care about you at all. Corporate America. Corporate America. Corporate America.
I want to give a shout out to corporate America. Whoever behind the scenes pulling the strings, y'all yelling the government is all bullshit, but who's passing out checks, money orders, unmarked envelopes full of cash? Got the officials' pockets all lined up under control. Will I disappear from my voice I used to reopen your eyes? Yeah, I agree, it will get worse than it ever will get better. As I can't believe, down in Mexico, the cartel, aka a crime organization, is handing out care boxes for the people, the public. I mean, ain't that some shit? As they can't wait to stand back and let us choke, drowning drugs in your life, sniffing them dope. Black on black wars, what they want is buy more convenience stores down the street where you live to prove their point. And my words are reason soft. No, I'm the guy poisoned out what you are thinking, but choose not to accept. Too concerned with your rep, need to alter your mindset.
expand your concept. Soups and dogs handing out printed names that say need to be red marked. Let's lay out distractions. Talks will be rolling. Disappeared out of nowhere. We still don't know what happened. Next, unnamed children's virus, where the hell did it come from? Hold up, they thought we forgot people acting like zombies. I mean, was that a virus? Yeah, let's put that on rap. Now we got corona, and the bodies just keep piling up. I mean, so many diseases out of nowhere, then mysteriously disappears. I'd even call it insight as the rich buy tickets on a spaceship to find another livable planet. Real talk, this is no joke. Abandon this planet. Leave us, a.k.a. the riffraff here, go fuck up another planet. I wonder, did the riffraff create the pollution that fucked up the ozone? Amber Alert no franchise, do you know what you consume? Even the marks of the star in the head could be doom and gloom. Let me take a minute and start reading the ingredients on the back of what I purchased. Keep one of us remains downfiles, they cross their fingers. Want us to stop trying to scratch the surface. So want us to have purpose. As Dr. King, they died for our dreams. Corporate America forever want us to get lost in their schemes. I refuse to become the American being. Don't get me wrong, I love the fact that I am a African American. But if we don't continue to see these phantom chains, then corporate America will continue to warp our brains. It is corporate America, and that's always from DSR. Oh, damn, day.
Getting fired anyway because they have no control over their job. And they were all notified without warning that they're losing their job. These people, you know, they're loyal, they're hardworking, they're family people, and these faceless companies, they don't care about you. Okay, that's the point of this, is they don't care about you. If you have a job of any kind, if you are not the boss, if you don't own the business, you have no control over how long you're going to have that job. It could be tomorrow, it could be next month, next year, before they decide they fire you. And I promise you this, the moment it makes sense to replace you, they will. Because that's just how business works. There's no loyalty, they couldn't care less about you or your situation or how long you've worked there or how loyal of an employee you've been or how awesome an employee you've been. It doesn't matter to them. The moment it makes sense, if they can save money, if it makes business sense to replace you, they are going to replace you. That's how business works, and you have no control over that.
You should be scared. In fact, be very afraid of the repercussions of the mess that you've made. Point in the direction of ancestors that you praise to lay the blame and misdirect the shame and for being the willing distraction in this governmental shell game. The willing accomplice, the one holding the bag of money and ease and quality of life that you think you earned, that you believe you deserve, that you've been told is yours. The soap bubble that you've lived your life in depends on the air in and around it that gives your bubble spin. Every breath I dare take is not yours to build on or forsake. Fuck you and your chromosomal hate. Your ask and don't tell, you hurry up and wait. You grab them by the pussy and your embrace of that. Oh, well, I like my pussy, so we'll just say douchebag. Fuck you for the 1,000 410 days that sink to the depths of the worst than those of raging hot flashes while you're on the rag, that UTI that won't go away, the USTD that keeps the good ones at bay, the bout of crabs during a heat wave, that VIP ticket to a flaming grave that you voted for with the red hat. Thanks, but no. I'm voting for the lion in this one. Thanks to all the lying from this one and that one. And that one, and the pretty one, and the fat one. I've tipped to at least one side of the fence that I have been riding on. I've made a choice that I'm not hiding. Take a good damn look, because I say this in love. The enemy of my enemy might also be my frenemy. The waters are muddied when our histories are so bloodied, yet so very intertwined, and I mean stolen bodies, stolen minds, stolen memories of older times, whitewashed realities, stolen principalities, hard-fought battle scenes, black bodies hanging. Oh no, but not with your hands. Not with the hands on your wrists, no whip swung nor rope tied, though you fed with the full fist on the bounty that was provided. Thought forced labor and stolen pride, not a thought for truth as to origin, so long as your ship kept coming in. And yet again, and again. It's never enough. You could not just have the whole damn pie, it soon became every damn pie. And even had nerve to lie. Never were really about it, that you would actually try to about it, just sort of ticked off about it. Saw your friends who walked their talk and assumed it was their role to take a hard walk. Shunning one's entitlement, now sprinkle that crow with impeachment, while your orange weeble dismantles the government. The people that you claim to represent demand a refund down to the last motherfucking cent. To believe that this one was heaven sent and that all he did was law circumvent, and exactly where was our tax money spent? Well, I am a poet, and this is just the start of that vent, and that's that piece. We are going to cut it short, because I'm enjoying my time with you very much. We are going on with the next, because we have empires to build. Thank you for joining me. This is Sylvia Blaylock. We're on Uprising Radio. We're going to take it out with Erykah Badu from her 20th anniversary album, This Is Bad Lady. Everybody have a good night.
Bad lady, you gon' hurt your back. Dragon.
listening to Uprising Radio.